Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
The first circle, and what I would say that every couple needs to start with, is connection.
One of the gentlemen she was talking to every week said that her call is the only person that she talks to other than kind of medical professionals.
We have guys in Stockton, part of our team. We have a ministry team that goes around, just talks to people, knocks on doors, says hello. And the biggest thing they get response for is, can we pray for you?
Elevating the kingdom of God throughout Newcastle and the Hunter. This is Kingdom Works with Rick Prosser.
Hey, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works. Hey, it's great to be with you again. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au, and that's where you can find us. We'd love to hear from you. There's a little e-news that goes out every few weeks, and that'll keep you up to date with some of the things happening in the mighty Hunter region. I tell you, it's a great day to be alive, and you're going to love my special guest today, Matt Stackhouse. Welcome to the program.
Thanks, Rick.
Fantastic. It's great to have you on the program and doing great things. And we're going to be talking about a real pioneering initiative, an option for school leavers. A year of adventure. It's called Leap Year.
A leap year.
Leap year. I love that. Leap into life.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Matt, just lean into that. You're the director of this year. It's a new initiative at St. Philip's.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really about creating an option. I mean, I remember when I went to school, I had no idea what I was going to do when I left school. No, zero zilch. No, I thought I was just going surfing.
Well,
my parents put a stop to that.
Little's changed. I think for most, and you know, it's about 60% of school leavers, they really don't have a clear idea of what they want to do. They have a few ideas, a few thoughts, like a gap year, which sometimes turns into 2 years and 3 years, and then a bit directionless. But many feel at sea when they leave school.
So it's normal.
It's normal, really normal.
And it's okay.
Totally okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and sometimes high school, which I'm a high school teacher, so I can say this, it doesn't always do the best job of preparing students to make decisions right out of school that help them in their adult life. And so they flounder, and sometimes that's the best way to figure it out. But we've come up with the idea of the LEAP program, as you said, an initiative from St. Philip's that seeks to walk alongside of a young person in their first year out of school. So it's not a gap year, it's a leap year, leaping into the future. And so there's, it's
brilliant. I love the concept because it integrates not just education, although it does come with a diploma.
It does.
But it incorporates mentorship, support, industry engagement, travel, adventure. It's like it's all jam-packed into this.
The whole one package. Year the whole package
that really could transform a young person's life, particularly from the school leaving and uncertainty of what that may bring. Forget the gap year. This is a better option. Leap in, just jump over that. Leap over the gap year into a leap year.
And jump into the leap year. That's right. So it includes a higher education diploma. We meet two days face to face, and so of course there's that academic engagement, which we think is important. A lot of students, and in fact, my own children are part of this. They. One of my daughters took a gap year, and at the end of her first, she said, I just don't feel like I know how to learn much anymore because I haven't been reading. Right. I haven't been, writing, and she's had a fabulous time and learned lots. But in terms of it preparing her for going into a university, tertiary education, it's struggled. So, it includes a diploma.
Yeah, it's brilliant. So it's only 2 days a week face-to-face.
That's right.
Yeah, but it incorporates all these other experiences along with the academic learning.
That's right.
Yeah, just what do you picture? What might a week look like for a student?
Yeah,
small class. So it's really intimate.
Yep.
Hence the teacher student mentor student engagement and support is off the charts.
Yeah, so we're anticipating classes of between 10 and 15, we'll take up to 20, which will be fabulous. The students will be at school in Waratah, not necessarily at St. Philip's campus. We're actually looking to rent the YWAM base. That's not official yet, but that's in the works.
We'll cut that out.
But statements have been made that this is a promising idea. And so students would be coming to school on a Monday and a Tuesday, possibly even in the evening, so 12 to 7. So that's part of the negotiable part. And then those students have the rest of the week to work or engage with industry. And my heart is to connect them with various industries in the Hunter region that actually help them to understand what those vocations involve. So not just, I'll just get a job, but what does it mean for a young person to deeply consider their vocational calling, if you will, which we kind of throw around sometimes, but it's for them to go, oh, wait, I've got a whole list of skills and abilities that actually can be used to solve real world problems that we're facing.
I love that. Vocational calling.
Vocational.
I mean, I would connect it to calling. Without a doubt. I mean, your employment is not just for your paycheck. It's your outworking of faith. It's your engagement of gift and talents and passion. It's the biggest part of your week. You gotta love it, you know, and do it as unto the Lord. And so I would totally agree that, you know, for everyone, whether it be educators in working in a hospital, wherever it is, homemakers, you know, this is part of your calling. It's a precious thing. So it's really cool how you. It's almost like this, you've got this experiential type learning phase. We can dabble here.
Yep. And the diploma course, which is a diploma of art, so it's everything from problem solving and leadership to some academic writing, if students were obviously keen to go on to tertiary study. That diploma opens doors on a tertiary level that sometimes out of high school those students do not have open. There's some nitty-gritty to this, but that diploma level education will give them what's often referred to as an equivalent ATAR to open a door. So depending on the university, you know, 70, 72 ATAR. So a lot of students who go, oh gosh, I didn't get the HSC results that I wanted. Brilliant. What am I going to do? Well, this actually helps you to put your foot in.
And potentially credits off something?
Very potentially. In fact, St. Philip's, many will know that we run a teaching school, and there'll be credit given to leap year graduates towards the teaching school program if they want to do that.
Brilliant. So it's not just a year. That year can potentially build into the next 20 and 30.
That's right.
Just share, so on the industry engagement, hey, if you just joined us, Rick Prosser here, Kingdom Works, my special guest, Matt Stackhouse. We're talking about a new initiative, Leap Year. It's purposely designed for school leavers, run from St. Philip's, and purposely designed for school leavers as an experience. Education, diploma, mentor, support, work, industry engagement, travel, adventure. It's chock-a-block. Talk to us a little bit about this industry engagement. Is it you trying to marry up people's passions and interests?
Yeah. So can I just make one little correction? This, although we are St. Philip's as an organization, this is open to any school leaver, not just St. Philip's students, any student, whether they have a personal faith or not. This is
from anywhere in Australia.
Anywhere in Australia. Obviously, we're in Newcastle, great city, great place to be.
Perfect spot for it.
And my hope in terms of exposing these young people to industries is we have a series of relationships with organizations that work across a whole range of industries. Whether that's not-for-profit or, you know, hospitality or you know, a trade of some sort, is to expose those students to actually experience that. So whether that's a trial shift. Exposure to the business owners that can then speak to our students. And that's one of the focuses of mentoring as well, is that we bring professionals in to speak about what they actually do. Even those students that think, oh, well, I'm gonna go into this university degree. My question is, have you spoken to people that do that currently? Do you understand what that day-to-day work looks like? Because those are the big questions that these guys need to know before they jump into something and find, oh gosh, what have I done? I've got a 4-year degree in an area I don't want to be in.
And just that engagement could trigger the snowball effect. Mm-hmm. You know, it could lead to an internship or, you know, something to start in that world that gives them real life experience, you know, beyond academia.
That's right.
Which is really, really critical. But I must admit, if I was a school leaving student, I'd be trying to convince my parents because of the travel factor. I mean, who doesn't want a little bit of adventure?
That's right.
What might that look like?
So we've got three individualized trips that are embedded into the year program. The first is within New South Wales. I'm taking some students down to it's actually a working farm down in the Southern Highlands that run several hundred head of Wagyu beef.
Oh, come on. Finish this with a barbecue.
Sell their produce through their own restaurants in Sydney and brilliant. All around the state. So that just to get an idea of what is what's called a vertically integrated business looks like from primary industries all the way to the plate.
Paddock to plate,
that's right.
Love it.
So and the marketing that goes in and the ethical farming that goes in, all of those kinds of things.
So that covers huge amounts of industry there.
Yep. Yeah, so tourism, hospitality, building,
infrastructure. Farming, the whole deal.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
And then our second trip is to Queensland, where we're going to be working with an organization that helps us to understand the rainforest and the reef, working with some marginalized people there. And so we're kind of designing a trip that will take probably a week to 10 days. As an adventure to kind of understand what that's all about. So that's really exciting. And then the third is an international trip. And the location or destination of that trip will be decided by the leap year cohort. Mm. We've got a couple of options. We're talking, for example, about Cambodia or the Philippines or Nepal.
Yeah.
I've taken students to Nepal for the last number of years. And those trips tend to be those kinds of life-changing trips where students are exposed to things they never would have been.
Absolutely. You know, one of those trips could be the turning factor. That's why I love, you know, back, you know, youth camps and all these sort of things, you know, to remove kids out of their everyday environment into another environment. This will be a learning environment with experience and adventure with peers, mentors. It really does have carry the opportunity to be catalytic in their future.
Mm.
Which is what every parent is hoping for their kids.
Yeah.
I love it, mate. This is really, really exciting. What is it for you that is really stirring the fire on this one?
Well, as someone who loves working with young people and certainly seeing how when a young person comes, you know, and I meet them and they're feeling like they don't really know what they want to do, watching them be exposed to things that help them go, that's what I want to put my energy towards. It doesn't mean that that's going to be the only thing that they ever do for their lives, but to watch a young person come alive because they've got a bit of a purpose. We all need a purpose. We all actually need to know that there's problems that we can solve. I mean, we all need problems to solve to help us to feel alive and understand kind of what God's put in us, our gifts and abilities. But to see a young person take that on and go, man, there's so much more of the world than I realized.
Yeah.
And so much more opportunity. I was speaking to a business owner last week who said, I would love to help young people realize the opportunity that exists right now in our region for not just employment, but actually meaningful impact in the world that starts in Newcastle, but then provides something.
Oh, I totally agree. You know, sometimes there can be this pessimistic view. Oh, you know, there is so much right today present. There is so much opportunity.
Such a good time to be alive.
Everything is opened up. All the rules have changed.
Mm.
It is an amazing season of opportunity for our young people. And this will embed that into their mentality and thinking process for life. It is such an opportunity. When I think about it, I think, how good is this?
I wish it was around when I was a kid.
Totally. Although I'm happy you're doing what I'm doing too.
There you go. That's right.
We fell into things. I fell into things. I got pushed a little bit by my parents, but anyway, I fell into things and the boat righted. I'm very thankful. and of course, it's incorporating faith.
That's right. You know, as I mentioned, students, they aren't required to be people of faith coming to this program. You know, we're not proselytizing, but as a person of faith myself, my heart is to integrate those big questions, those big existential questions. Mm. Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What's going to lead to a life that I actually go,
exactly,
that's the life I want?
Exactly.
And I think that includes, that's the Lord.
Well, it just seeps out of you. And you're a great mentor for this director, for this program. Final words, mate, on the leap year.
Well, people can go to the website, just type in SPCC leap year and it'll come up. Obviously, there's a fee to this. Those are all on Fee Help. In fact, a portion of the travel is covered by Fee Help because we integrate that into the coursework of the LEAP program. So easy to find. Reach out via email. We've got an information night, actually, next Tuesday, the 26th.
All right. I'm not sure.
At 5:30.
We'll put that in our socials.
No, we'll put that in the socials, but maybe on the recording because it's going to be after this, isn't it?
I'll
that's
be,
right.
I'll
so that's
be
next Tuesday.
Anyway,
it's Friday, the 29th. Anyway, but they can contact me. I can have I can grab a coffee with anyone interested and answer questions if need be. So,
all right, awesome. Well, that's it. Leap year, a tremendous opportunity for school leavers. You might have one at your home. You might know of someone. It is a far better option than a gap year. Mm. Forget that. Put that on ice. Do a leap year. There's limited positions, but there is enough available for students. And as we said, they don't have to. It doesn't matter what school they're coming from. But if they land here, I'll tell you what, it'd be a great leap into the future. Mm. God bless you, mate.
Yeah,
fantastic having you on the program.
Good to be here.
It's been great being with you. Go to our website, kingdomworks.org.au. It's where you can find more. God bless you.
This has been Kingdom Works on Rema FM.